Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Zane and I, we have the same hairstylist, and so it's interesting because your hairstylist is like kind of like your therapist, but not your therapist.
Yeah. I tell her and everything. I talk about you, everybody.
But you know, Jesus. The whole thing with therapists is that
I'm gonna go there.
You know, patient confidentiality. But I always hear like what Zane's kind of been up to from like her eyes.
She tells me that all my friends that go to her, they ask about me. They like talk about
how's
me.
Zane doing.
It's not even that. Just like talking shit almost.
Oh,
I don't talk shit about my friends to her.
She said that she either brought up or y'all had talked about getting laser hair removal.
I never brought that up. She's the one that brought it up. She's like, you should get hair laser removal. I'm like, what the fuck is that? She's like, you can literally to your beard line of where you trim, you can get it lasered and hair will never grow there. I was like, I didn't even know you can do that.
In the like back of his neck. So it always looks
got
clean.
A hairy neck.
So you can do it anywhere. Well,
you know, it's just like the baby hairs that grow, and then when your barber always kind of like straight razors it down.
It's gross. That's when I see that. That's when I know I need a haircut. When the hair like starts
it
going
starts
all
coming
the way
up
back.
The back of your shirt.
I don't
so
know.
You can get it that lasered and not have to worry about it.
But. I would do the neck, but I still have this dream of having a giant beard at some point in my life. Like one day I will have a full on.
Yeah, but you don't need
to be like a part time Santa Claus too.
Yeah, I just have this vision of it, and I know, you know, you kind of need this down here.
You don't need that part to.
Oh yeah, that's where you get your length and your
I thought the length comes from like the front of your chin.
Yeah, it's all hair. Just
I know, but like I feel like
it's still just. Imagine.
Would it go white? Do you know like your genetics? Like, did you have a grandpa who had like a big white beard?
No,
I don't think you're a gray family, right?
Not really. My dad is still got dark hair. His beard is still dark. Like if he. Okay. I mean, there's some gray, but not.
My grandpa, white, platinum.
White
so you could do Santa Claus.
I could be, potentially.
I'm always curious.
But, I'm Arab, too. I feel like I've never seen an Arab with white hair.
Everybody's hair turns white when they get old and like.
Not everybody's.
I feel like at some point, if you live long enough, it's going to turn white.
Yeah. And with all the drinking and drugs, I'm definitely going to have white hair very soon.
We got a big problem.
Yeah.
Let me just get this out of the way real quick. Do you guys have a checkbook on you? Cash, PayPal, Venmo?
On me right now.
Right now.
Do I need what? You're asking for an investment? You need money?
No, I'm asking for my money from last episode. My $135.
Okay, good.
I don't remember ever shaking.
We did an air shake.
We did. And I didn't even want to make the bet.
You could just
so you won. It was an early spring.
No, it was just no. It was, we all bet against him. Against
late winter. We all said early spring. No.
So we're all just gonna split the pot of 100.
Yeah.
And I will be following up on this.
That's fine. Hey, baby, get your bread. You need it.
I don't blame you. I was a little.
I just haven't won anything in gambling recently, so I gotta fix
you
this.
You relapsed from it.
Yeah. Did we clarify for the people who didn't watch the last episode? We made a bet about the groundhog, and the groundhog did not see his. He did not see a shadow.
Hold on, wait. Are we going to just take Heath's word for it?
I don't know. All the, comments from the last episode were like, ooh, Heath, get that bag.
Oh, really? I didn't see it. I didn't see any comments. Mm-hmm. Interesting. I'm going to have to research
You were trying
that.
To delete them all?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you woodchuck chucker.
We'll get you that money, baby.
Thank you.
And make sure to take that money and spend it on Patreon, baby. We have a Patreon channel, if you didn't know. It's only $5 a month. We don't have three tiers anymore. Just one tier. You get everything. Well, not everything. You get the best of the best from each tier all in one tier for just $5,
baby. And that's right. And Netflix right now is up in their subscription. So it's like, don't keep paying more for Netflix. Just pay for the Patreon. That's enough entertainment.
You're going to get early access to these podcasts. They're going to be ad-free. You'll get it a couple days early. We also do a live show once a month on there. And then we also have a Discord where we hang out, chat with everybody, give little updates, news.
Mm-hmm. And we also have high episodes on there also.
That's right.
And when you pay the $5 now, you get everything that we've been posting since we started.
Mm-hmm.
once you pay the $5.
I'd pay $5 just to watch the high episode.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's and so you know what? You like I would it? Like it so much that once I was on there, I'd be like, I got to watch another and another. And the next thing I know, I'm just fully subscribed.
I kind of wish we could just post it public. They're just I haven't so even good. Seen it.
It's got to be exclusive, baby.
Well, wait, I don't know.
You if just you guys... said that you pay $5 to watch it. You just said that.
I said
he
it.
Only
I would.
Watches
I would.
He's in something.
He is in. He's in all of them.
No, that's what I'm saying. He only watches what he's in.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, we're recording one this week, so get your panties ready.
Ooh, okay.
Because we're about to get has foot.
How come girls
oh, yeah. get to be Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll have the link down below, and we'll have it right here, too.
We'll see
Happy
you guys
and right,
there.
Baby. See you there.
Let's let's intro this bitch.
Of course, baby.
It's Comedy Town, baby! Woo! Woo!
Man, what are you jerking it? What the fuck was that?
I was dancing. I didn't know what. There's not a lot of fucking room in here.
Pervert.
Smallest room in your
freako
house.
Weirdo.
So make a podcast in your smallest room.
This is actually the biggest bedroom.
Is it really?
Yes.
And you gave it to us?
Yes. Aww, ungrateful bitch.
That's so sweet. Well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
I'm Heath.
I'm Zane.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we're Unfiltered.
All right. Let's go.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back to another Monday, Tuesday. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. We haven't done that since like the third episode.
Yeah.
Hope you're having a wonderful Monday morning and Tuesday
wherever
morning.
You guys are listening, whether you're driving to work. Yeah.
Or exercising.
Yeah, on a walk, committing to your New Year's resolutions.
Committing crimes.
Exactly. Whatever you guys are doing.
What would happen if like somebody committed like a terrible crime and they were listening to our podcast? Would we be like canceled for that?
I don't think so.
If they committed a crime while listening to us?
Like it seems like we encouraged it.
Right. Like, you know, when like Marilyn Manson that was tied said. To like a school shooting, that's all they listened to. And then they were like, they were huge Unfiltered fans. What are these people listen like?
Like people going after Eminem because
of a bad influence.
Remember, hold on. Remember there was something that we saw where there's a kid that did something bad and he was wearing a clickbait hoodie.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that? What was that?
I remember that.
What was he doing? I remember that we were sending it to each other like, oh my God, this is fucking insane that he's wearing a clickbait hoodie. He was doing something
bad.
Was
he arrested?
I don't know.
I don't remember what it was, but it was something where we were like, oh shit.
I can't believe that we like.
I wonder if somebody got into a car accident while listening to the podcast.
I bet it's happened. Hopefully, but I don't want to manifest
like
that.
Where it's like, I hope not, but where it's total, then you just hear us talk.
They're recording and
they're
it's still
upside
playing.
Down.
Oh. The volume's still going and we're like, yeah. Right. Oh my God, that's awful.
Can I tell you something that fuck it was disgusting that happened to me
what?
Today? Okay, so you know how we've been doing our meals, right?
Yeah.
So I got home and I was like, oh, I need to eat my breakfast now before it's too late because we have to eat our meals. And I took my meal into the bath. This is really fucking gross. I took my meal into the bathroom. And I was sitting there on the toilet. Obviously, I was, you know, doing my business. I was sitting there and I
you
was
making.
Eating while I was making, right? I was eating my egg bites.
While disposing,
exactly. So I'm eating these egg bites and they're like cooked to brown. So like there's like, you know, it's, you know.
I don't know where this is going. I have no idea what you're really worried.
So I eat all my food, right? I eat all my food, and then God. I put my tray down, and I'm wiping.
It did not go right.
No way! I'm wiping, and I'm done. And I was like, oh,
no,
oh, it was a little egg.
Shut up.
There's a little egg on my hand. Wait, no. I mean, no. Oh, I did not. Insane. No, I did not. I did not lick it, okay? But I was like, oh, that must be. And I went, like, I put a syringe on my face.
What the
without
fuck?
Without thinking. And I was like, must be egg. I was like, nope, that's not egg.
Oh. Wait, how the fuck are you wiping and getting poop on your hand?
Because I have, okay, so I'm like using these towelettes, right? And I'm like wiping and like sometimes, and I use the same one. I don't use one at a time. I like fold it so I'm not wasting.
Right.
So I'll fold it.
Yeah,
and I'll fold
I do
it.
That. I
and there's
that.
Times where like a little bit of your hand like scrapes on your ass.
No.
And
that's why you get
okay.
a bidet.
I'm sure you're completely clean every time you fucking wipe your ass.
Well, I'm like really bad about it. I use way too much toilet paper. kind of clog it frequently. Oh. I use way too much. I will literally fold it, and I fold it not over each other. So it's a big, giant,
so like, it's thick.
Yeah, so it's wide.
Yeah, you're like my dad with like just like paper towels. Like when my dad's cleaning the kitchen, he'll just like wrap it eight times. He's like,
yeah.
The toilets are just nicer. It's wet. It's like, I don't have to use a bunch of toilet paper. I'm I'm saving the environment.
You turned me on to like the dude wipes. Oh my gosh. Nice. Yeah. And I got a bidet too. I'm cleaning.
Oh, bidets are great. And when you let it, like, just let it sit there,
you're like,
oh my God. I guess you're going. I should make it. We should make an OnlyFans where we're using our bidet.
Jesus.
Okay.
You sell the bidet water.
You know where I thought the story was going, though? I thought you were like eating the eggs, and then you suddenly realized that they were like old, and then that like upset your stomach, and then you had to turn around and then throw up into your poop bowl.
Oh no, that's pretty.
Is that really gross? I'm
that's
sorry.
Definitely happened before, but I've never done that. That's fucking disgusting.
This is gone. This is starting off great. Have you thrown up into your poop bowl, Mariah?
Mariah, she's a girl.
I bet Mariah's poops are like 5, 6, 7, 8. We're out and we're done and we're moving.
The poop is just and grooving.
It's like a chorus line.
Mariah's like 5, 6.
They're like
seven,
little
eight.
Rockettes.
But they're like little pellets, and they're like they line goat, up as a circle.
It's like goat poop. They just like trickle out the little beads.
Man.
And it doesn't smell like poop. It just smells like
it's
just
gone.
Santal 13. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't.
You're not far off.
That's so funny.
Oh, that's fucking gross. I'm sorry, guys. I felt like I had to say
so
that.
So you smelled it off of your hand and was...
Yeah, I like touched my face. It was really gross. I immediately showered after. I was so disgusted with myself. But yeah, that happened. You know, shit gross like that happens to you. As long as it's yourself and not someone else's. No one else's. You know, fucking poop. You know, it's my own. It's my own fecal.
I admire you because, like, I could never, like, if that happened, it would be like, that never happened. Nobody will ever know. Zane's like, this is me.
Don't stop, Casino Rock. I think it's okay because everybody has had those, like, really gross moments that's happened, and they just, like, keep it to themselves.
All right. Well... Okay.
All right, I'm going to stop. Heath and I started our fitness journey. The last time we talked about this, it was before we started.
Mm-hmm.
February 1st was our first, our first day day.
Yeah, we're 8 days into it today.
Yeah, so we didn't get to fully like experience it before telling you guys, but fucking A, it's our eighth day right now.
Y'all seem less sore.
Definitely less sore, but for some reason, it's taken everything out of us. And no matter what we do, I cannot get energy. Because our portions for our meals, we have a strict menu. So it's breakfast, lunch, dinner. It's already set out, ready to go. But the calories are significantly less than we're used to. So I feel like we're not getting enough nutrients in us.
Because when we order, I feel like when we DoorDash food, the calorie count just for one meal is
our daily 1400
allowance. Calories. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's crazy.
So that's going down to like 400 to 500 calories a meal. And it's still like filling. It's a lot of food, but it's not satisfying.
Yeah.
So you're eating the whole thing. You clear it and you're just like, I'm fucking starving. But you have to wait to the next meal in a few hours.
You said something interesting today where you hit a switch where you're eating now to survive, not eating for pleasure.
It's a weird thing I'm trying, like kind of getting a grip
now.
On.
Yeah.
Before I would just be like, I'm going to eat because I want to taste this right now. Mm. And it was more pleasure. It was just like, I'm going to eat it because I'm craving this food. Now it's, I'm going to eat because I need to get energy in my body. I need to get nutrients. I don't care what it is. And I'm eating to feed my body. And there is no pleasure in it. It's just
it's
keeping the machine running.
It's almost so better. Weird. It's almost better that you're like that. We're like, I'd rather not eat anything than have to eat these fucking meals every day. Because it's like a chore to eat these meals. Like to wake up and eat this meal, and then have to have that shake, and then have that lunch, and then you're barely like you're hungry, but you're not hungry. You don't want to eat the dinner.
Yeah,
you
just have
to
eat the dinner.
You don't have your freedom that you used to have, where it's like, what's really on the menu today?
Exactly.
Even though it is different, it's just being served in that thing. It's like. I don't know. It's almost in a way like you're in jail, even though the food is like better with
your
eating.
It feels like school lunch.
Eat
this
up.
This is what we got.
Ding, ding, ding.
We're waking up at 7:30 every morning, which is fucking insane for me at least, because I'm waking up at 11 a.m. every day.
Who's the better riser?
I'm up at 6:45 because I'm further away.
Yeah. Oh. And I mean, normally I feel like he's up at like 8 anyways, like every morning. Right?
Yeah. The early morning doesn't bother me. It's just the insane amount of soreness we've been feeling because we've never put our bodies through it like this intensely. So everything shut down a couple days into it. And it was to the point where we could barely walk. We couldn't sit down without it hurting. Anything we did was excruciating pain.
And we had to keep working out on top of it. Like, you know, when you're sore, you usually take a day off.
It's 2 hours at the gym every day.
We had to keep going. We had to keep going. And we kept on telling Ilya and Alex. Alex is like helping Ilya train us while he's gone. But they're both telling us like, you have to keep going. We're like, it's so fucking sore. Like, we're hurting so bad. And it's like, you have to keep going.
Yeah, but you got over that hump of like the worst soreness you've been through. Now your body's used to like, okay, you're in a little pain. Let's just keep going.
I'm hoping it gets easier from here. It's got to.
And how many days does it take to make a habit, right? Isn't there
21 days.
21 days to make a habit.
Great.
We are.
Yeah.
After 8 days, though, I've lost 5 pounds. Heath has lost like, what, six? Seven pounds?
I started at like 194, 195. I'm at 187 right now.
And it's been 8 days?
Yeah.
Crazy.
He's like a pound a day.
We've completely, our bodies are like in shock right now because they cannot believe the greens we're putting in our body.
Wow.
Aren't you getting excited now that you're losing weight? You're like, it's
yeah, it's working. It's just crazy how quick too. Like it's crazy seeing like results. So
it feels good to prove ourselves wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Going into something thinking that we can't do it, overcoming it, you get like, you do start feeling confident. You start feeling better in yourself because you're like, wow, I didn't think I could do this and I just did it.
Yeah.
It's those little daily tasks.
Keep pushing play. Do your best. Forget the rest.
Exactly.
Eat IDX, baby.
One morning before we went to the gym, David hit us up and he said before going to the gym, it was like at 8 a.m, he asked us to go see this house with him.
Oh yeah.
And we're like, okay, like what's this house? It must be fucking crazy if you're making us like wake up early and go before we go to the gym. And it was early. We had to be there at like 8 a.m. And then we get there. It was the biggest house in LA.
The one?
It was the one.
Y'all went to the one?
Yes. Went to the one, yeah.
He didn't tell us that and we pulled up and I was like, how much is this? And he was like, it's going on sale at $295 million.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, I jokingly was like, is this the one? And he was like, actually it is. And I was like, it's the one.
Like we were driving around the property. Like we were driving on the street.
And keep in mind, guys, the house, they named it the one. I'm not saying like, it's the one.
Right.
I think it's called the one because the address is one. It's like, that's one.
Like they created its own street.
Address is one.
I think that's why they called it the one.
Oh, I thought it was just so extravagant and big. It's like the one.
If anything, it'd be called one. Then.
I've walked around it one time because I was walking from one party to another party and we were just like, let's just walk down the street and I passed it and I was like, good grief.
It takes like 3 minutes to drive around the whole fucking property.
So what did we think?
It's 105,000 square feet of house.
That's not a home. That's a compound.
That's what I said. That is not a home.
It was a resort.
And they said
it was unbelievable.
They said there has to be a full staff working every single day.
Yeah.
Like how many staff?
You'd probably have to have 50 people there.
Like that is not comfortable.
And you have to have always somebody at the juice bar, at the gym, at
massage
the
therapist,
spa.
The spa, haircut, people.
And I love the landscaping. Hideous.
It's gorgeous.
No, it's really nice. It's
a venue.
What Matt likes. Matt likes like little like.
I like.
Cute. No, I don't like little shacks.
Yeah, you like little like dingy like grandma like houses.
I like that too, but this is just mind-blowingly like stunning.
It's mind-blowing. Is stunning by the size, but like
I would never like live like I would never want a house that big. I would never live there. Like, but it is beautiful. Like if you walked into a hotel and it looked like that, you'd be like, oh, this is a really nice fucking hotel.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's what it looked like. That's what it felt like
that
when you were walking.
That is bananas.
There was how many bathrooms?
49 bathrooms.
49 bathrooms.
So y'all got in your 10,000 steps just walking around that place.
Yeah, 100%. It was a golf course on the roof.
Golf simulator. The movie theater was no joke, an actual Regal cinema.
It was a cinema, yeah.
It was massive.
Now,
4-lane bowling alley.
Did you see every room or were there points?
There was stuff. It got to the point where we were just walking by bedrooms because we're like, okay, another. We're like, okay.
Oh,
I've seen one. I've seen all 60.
On the other side, like on the same property, on the other side, nightclub. Underground
nightclub.
A whole space. And it had like the cabanas like in the pool. It was definitely probably one of the nicest, biggest nightclubs that you could have in LA.
How is the parking? How can you have
30 car garage.
Okay.
That's insane.
And then you could fit another like 40 cars in the driveway.
Wow.
It was crazy.
They still haven't sold it though, right?
It's going on sale, I think, like this week.
Isn't there like a auction for it right now?
So the person that was building it actually ran out of money and couldn't finish it.
You don't say.
Was he with you guys?
No. was just like, all right, we're going to sell it as it is.
I mean, it's good press for Dave. I'm a little jealous I didn't come see it.
It is pretty crazy.
I would have liked to witness it just to say I have seen it.
Look at us working out at the gym.
Who's going to buy it?
Like, if you're buying the house, that means that you're not making a dent in your account. You know, you're not putting your life savings into this.
It's probably going to be $1 million a month just to keep up with it.
Easily.
More.
At least.
Yeah.
Paying all the employees and then the house.
I'd rather buy a boat that much because you can go places with that thing. Like, yeah. You know, it's just like, it's just big.
Isn't it crazy? That's as much as like a good sized yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This fucking is somebody nuts. That doesn't need to leave their house.
But like, who the hell would choose just one yacht over this entire, like, it doesn't make sense.
The paranoia and like trust I would have just to even have like that many people in that big of a home. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like you'd have to have like just so much security, but everyone's just going into rooms. Like there's no sense of like management in it.
Yeah.
Nobody is living in it. Nobody is sleeping in that house every night.
No.
No, nobody's bought it yet.
Shit. If I was at least the guy but that guy ran out of money, so he technically doesn't own it anymore.
I don't get it.
We were saying this, instead of someone like buying that and like they live there as their home, it should be like some sort of like membership place where
you gotta buy an NFT to get
like
into
50K
it.
A year to come and they like hang out here. Like that seems more of like a appropriate thing to do with this place than to live there.
I think they said that was the original idea. It was to be like this socialite kind of LA venue where you would have events and shows performed there and different theater.
And they can do all
screenings.
That.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like you're just in one room or on the whole other side of the house and you forget your phone charger and you're like, gosh, I'll see you guys in 20 minutes. Got to go up to, or you forget your laptop, like a phone charger, but every fucking
going
room
over
has
to
it.
Zone
it.
Yeah.
But like something you're like, shit, I forgot that thing all the way upstairs in the house. See you guys later.
Like Heath and I were talking about like, if we worked out the gym and then we went back to our rooms to shower and shit, it would be faster like going to the gym and driving home than walking from that gym all the way to your bedroom.
I can't help but think like there's just shit where it's like they haven't like finished.
Well, it's still not finished. There still needs to be another like,
I don't know how much. I mean, I would say another $1 million, but it's probably another $100 million that needs to go into it.
Yeah.
Good grief. Talk about biting too much than you can chew.
Yeah.
It's too big. But you know what though? Someone's got to build the biggest home. The most expensive.
There's
got to
be something.
There's
like
always
going
to be somebody doing it. And I'm not jealous. I'm just like, shit.
You know how much the Buckingham Palace is?
$1 billion.
More than that. You can't buy the Buckingham Palace. It can't even
He's not asking.
It's worth. It's priceless. I truly think
it's $1 billion. No,
there was like some website that's, I think it was like $1 billion or maybe $2 billion or something.
That's
way
insane.
More than that. Way more.
How big is it?
I don't think it's about the size. It's what it is.
I think I saw that it said it was 1 million square feet.
What? There's no way.
Pull up Buckingham
Palace. How many bedrooms, offices, bathrooms? I think it was 1 million. Square
A million
feet.
Square feet.
And the house we saw was
775 rooms.
Okay, look.
Wow.
We got 19 staterooms, 52 royal and guest bedrooms, 188 staff bedrooms, 92 offices, 78 bathrooms.
Wait, only 78? The other house that we saw, 49?
Yeah, what are they,
poor? Yeah, what fucking peasants.
You don't have money?
Looking at all those peasants outside my house.
wow.
No way. See what the square footage is?
Oh.
828,000 square feet.
Wow.
Daddy, mom, like you couldn't even scream. It would have reached like 50,000 square feet.
Do you remember like big houses back in the 80s had like intercoms in them?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you were rich if you
had I had a friend who like had an intercom system in his house, but like by the time cell phones were invented, it was so dated. So if his mom is really pissed at us, she would like
Do you ever think about when you were younger what you thought was rich? Like that was one of them. If you had an intercom, you were rich. But there was another thing. I thought people with the refrigerators that had the water outside of it.
That was rich.
Like we thought you were rich.
Yeah.
But it's funny to think that. Like it's not.
Or if you had an ice maker in the refrigerator, not the tray full of cubes.
Yeah, like on the outside.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Like you thought
or
those people
if your
were rich.
If your cabinets like match your refrigerator. Like the refrigerator matched the cabinets.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty rich now.
I haven't seen that until like recently.
That's rich now.
Yeah. Oh, some kids had that like in their houses. I'd be like, shit.
A walk-in pantry?
Oh,
that's rich.
We all lived with the white fridge era, right?
Yeah.
We all had the white fridge. Okay. No, just white fridge in your kitchen, like your main fridge.
Yeah, we had it in the
top freezer.
We had it in the the kitchen and then you put it in the garage.
Once you get like the new one. Like, once you get the new
updated
one.
Yeah, and it's still in there. Sorry,
there was a TikTok where it's like, I always know like if a friend is like rich, if they're like, oh no, when you come over to the house, like come through the garage. Like,
yeah,
that, oh yeah,
we did that.
Yeah, like you, like it's this like, oh, this is the entrance of the home. Like, I don't know, you get this like other access. Am I wrong on that?
No, wait, you're
what
pretty.
Are you asking?
Through the garage.
My mom's house, the garage is always open, so people are always going through the garage.
That's like ours too.
No, that makes sense.
Your parents have your mom has a nice backyard.
Yeah, it's pretty.
She spends a lot of time like making sure, like you know, the plants are nice and like always watering it, weeding. So she like that's her like thing every week. Weekend, yeah, to take care
you
of the
can
backyard.
Make a place look so nice just with the good landscaping. Yeah. As long as it's trim, she keeps it trim, watered, everything. Mm. It's just comfortable.
She's a big orchid nice. Lady, you know, so she has that shit all over the house.
There's another funny thing about growing up like rich. There was a Reddit things. Section that was for people that grew up into a really like extremely wealthy family. Like, when did they realize that things that they had wasn't the same for everybody else that didn't have money around them.
Right.
So one kid replied to it and was saying he grew up and he thought that apartments were only for college students. He thought it was just if you had an apartment, you were in college. He didn't know that people like live in it, like there. Families.
Wow.
So he was like, there's a lot of college kids.
Wow.
And then another one was growing up, they had nannies and stuff that would live at the house, and he thought everybody just had that.
Oh.
Like everybody just has their nanny, which is so interesting. Yeah, I couldn't imagine being crazy. Born into that much money.
Yeah.
And I feel like kids like that live like that, they're the last ones to realize that, because kids that like don't have a nanny, they know much earlier than those kids that have a nanny that there's nannies that exist.
I remember also being confused growing up, like in school, there would be those kids that would go on vacation every year. They'd be gone for a week. And I was like, what do you mean you go on vacation every year? I never understood that. And it was the same kid every year. Every week in May or June or whatever, whenever school was, every week in May, they would have off because they're going on vacation. I was like, why aren't you in school? Like, what do you mean?
I remember hearing kids in our school would be like, oh yeah, we're going on a ski trip to Colorado. I'm like, you're flying somewhere to go stay for and go skiing?
I couldn't wrap my head around vacation.
I saw like a tweet that was like, you know, like somebody is like rich or grew up with money when they look you dead in the face and go, do you ski? Do you ski?
What I was so confused about, and I never understood, was like summer camp. Because I still in my head can't picture summer camp. What I picture is like lake camp or camp
sleepaway camp. I don't get
it. It doesn't make sense to me.
It is so expensive sleepaway to go camp? To sleepaway camp. Pull up like.
Are they sleeping in like cabins and the bunk beds like the movies?
It's a good
like, what is it?
$15,000.
Holy.
To go to
for the whole summer?
Like,
holy shit.
What? Is this a big one that you're pulling up?
Yeah.
Let's look at the cost of what it is to send our kids away for the full session, for the full camp.
Part of me is like, oh, that's fun. Like my kid will have so much, but another part of me is like, oh, this could corrupt.
I didn't realize until I was older, but I went to camp, like summer camp my entire life.
You did summer camp every year?
Yeah.
No way.
I didn't understand that my parents were paying for it. I thought it was just what you did when school got out.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
So I was like, yay, it's time for summer camp.
Oh, that's
and I didn't
funny.
Know my parents were busting their ass saving up so I can go to camp.
How much were they spending on your summer camps?
I don't know. I think it was like a few hundred dollars a month. Wow. I think it was probably like $400
a month. Sleeping there?
No, it was down the street from my house.
But I did.
We camp. Would like go to the pool, and then there'd be like arts and crafts. There would be different field trips.
Oh, but it's not in like the middle of the woods. I keep thinking summer camp is in the middle
that's
of the woods.
It was at Central Park Pools.
Oh, that?
Yeah, summer camp.
That's not summer camp.
That is summer camp.
It's a day camp.
Yeah, well, we did that too.
That's a place where you drop off your kids and you pick them back up from work.
I'm thinking so service level. Like,
so Devin, you have, what's the name of this camp?
This is called Camp Meadowlark in Maine, and it's so this is a well-known sleepaway camp where you'd go away for like,
what is this, a color raise?
Okay, look at this. Those are 4 week sessions, $7,000, 8 week session, $12,000.
The only time I did camp was 1 week. I think it was we went to New Jersey or something, and it was a mission trip for church.
So they're charging each kid like if they do 8-week session, $12,000. How many kids are in a summer camp? Like 400?
Oh yeah. You gotta have good food.
We're
good
getting into the summer camp.
That's insane. But like, you know, how much does it cost for them to even be at this spot? Like they're completely overcharging these parents. No.
You gotta house them. You gotta feed them 3 meals a day. You gotta get snacks. You gotta keep have activities. Alive. You gotta have
counselors, all of that.
Okay.
And if you're medical. Rich, and if you're rich, you want to send your kid away and they're being taken care of. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
You gotta have a nurse.
There could be like bad summer camps, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I got boo-boos all the time and I got no help.
No first aid kit, nothing.
Yeah. This is the same camp. As I got older, I grew up, I graduated and wasn't going to camp anymore, and I became the counselor. That's when I got fired for putting the kid in the machine.
Full circle.
Voila.
That's right. That's the type of counselors you get with aquatic.
I wonder if they
camp.
Still use your video.
I think they do.
To play of what not to do at a. That's really
I'm
funny.
I'm an icon.
Color wars.
I went to, there was one, I guess this was a camp, but this was like a religious camp, but it wasn't during the summer. It was like for like a week and a half where it was all the men on one side, all the women on one side, and it was at this park. And we like, there was these houses, I guess it was camp, but I was like maybe like 18, 19. And we'd have to, every day we'd wake up, we'd have to pray like all day. We'd have to go to all these like
Muslim camp.
Completely, the complete opposite of fun.
This is it after was, high school?
That's exactly like
it was a mission trip. That's it was a I mission did, trip. Yeah. My dad and my pray. Stepmom like made us go to this thing for religion to learn more about, you know,
Allah.
And it just was not fun at all.
There was
all.
Like a few hundred kids. Everybody ate together. You woke up, you prayed, you ate together, and then you go and worked for the day. Like you painted houses or whatever it was. And then you came back and like you prayed together before bed. Yeah. You go to bed at like 7 o'clock.
And for all the Muslims listening to this, this was this specific camp. Do not come for me.
Amen.
You'd be like, that's not what Muslim camps are. Well, this one was.
I didn't.
You woke up, lectures all fucking day, and then you pray. And that's it.
Did anybody go to CCD?
Yes.
CCD? What's CCD?
I just said that on Remy and Alicia's podcast.
Really? I thought that was only in Florida.
What's CCD?
what's CCD stand for?
It was just like you did it every Wednesday, like Bible after school. Yeah, Bible after school.
Damn, I like this girl in my class. Her name is Isla.
Isla.
In my CCD class.
Yeah, I love you.
Yeah, so I had to take those classes to do, this is when I was going, this is funny, I never talked about this. When I was going back and forth living between my dad and my mom, because they both have completely different religions, and they're both like doing their religion shit with me.
No.
So my mom was over here turning me into a Christian while my dad is like—
making like, you a Muslim man.
I'm a Muslim on this side of town, but I'm a Christian on this side of town, and I'm keeping a secret. Both ends, I can't like transfer.
Hannah Montana.
Yeah, I really had a double life.
Kentucky.
So I was taking these CCD classes, and like I first, what's the first thing you do? Criticize? No, criticize.
Communion.
Catholicize.
Are you Catholic on your mom's side?
No. So I did only
it's baptism. Baptism,
communion, confirmation. Okay, so
reconciliation.
Reconciliation.
I did the first two. I never completed it, so I'm not Catholic, right?
In a way, I technically
do confirmation. Oh, so I am. I'm Catholic.
I did confirmation.
I know.
Oh my god.
Wow. Congrats, Zane.
Oh, my dad's gonna kill me.
My mom's not gonna kill me for not knowing the answer.
I didn't know that about you.
I don't know.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I did. I was baptized. They put the water on me. They dunked my head in water.
Did you confess when you were a kid?
I did confess.
What was your confession?
That's between him and God.
Yeah, that's between me. Okay, I don't need to share that.
Mine was
shit.
Always like, I lied.
Zane just gets like set up.
I was going to say my sins, but I mean, that's between me and God.
I stole condensed milk.
You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You get nothing. Good day, sir.
I said good day.
No, that was during the time I was probably like, I started drinking. So I definitely said my sin for that. Or okay. I confessed for that. I had my first drink when I was 14. It's not bad.
I think I kind of, 15.
15?
First drink?
Yeah.
Bud Light Limes in a church parking lot. Oh, sorry, I gotta go.
Mine was wine while I was eating Jesus Christ.
It was a volleyball court. So it wasn't my church. It was some other church. Get off my back.
That's pretty risque. Bud Light Seltzer in a church parking lot.
Bud Light Lime. It was a Bud Light Lime. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, Bud Light Lime. Do they still make those?
Yeah, those they do. Were nice. Yeah, I was at Cody and Kelsey's place. And they were having Bud Light Limes.
I didn't think they made those anymore.
I miss beer.
I know, me too. I haven't drank. Yeah, go ahead.
I could pee real quick too, actually.
Let me see if I agree or don't agree.
We were talking about other things that we thought were rich growing up. If you had a flat screen TV.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I had the back for years. Yeah, the big booty bag.
We still got it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, you remember Lunchables, but it was the Lunchables
Mega.
Mega, where it came with a soda can.
Yes.
They were the really nice ones.
Those
kids had money.
No.
Oh. Yeah, it was the deep dish pizza.
Mega kid, man. Mega kid.
Yes, look at this. Look at this. And the nachos.
Oh yeah.
Bro.
I've always wanted to be the kid that got to bring one.
It had me. I had it. You had those. Oh,
it had the bigger size candy bar too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like the little coins. You remember the little coin chocolates that would come with the mini hot dogs?
Yes.
What? I have
my mom would never.
My mom
would
probably never. Went like this down the aisle.
And you were rich if you had the brownie Lunchable dessert on the side.
Oh yeah.
You know, because the shit was actually kind of expensive.
It was.
If you're buying like a bunch of like one for every day. For your kid to take to school, it's pretty like pricey.
Five, go back, four
click
bucks.
Click the cola. I need to see what that can looks like so I can remember that.
Oh
my God. Yes.
Yeah.
They had a Lunchables cola. Why couldn't they just collaborate with like a fucking soda brand?
Oh, the Capri Sun can one.
Yep.
Dude, I had all of them.
Do they still have these? Like the Mega Lunchables and the Max?
I don't think there's a Mega. This was like the Mighty Kids meal. Like, remember like
McDonald's? Oh, now they're Lunchables.
Oh, look how modern it looks. Oh.
What is that? Lunchables Philly cheesesteak now?
Lunchables uploaded.
Make sure you post about this.
Oh, very good uploaded.
It looks like a fucking, like, I don't know.
It looks like an Xbox or
something. Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Again with the times. I like that. Oh, God.
That looks like the boxes you can get on an airplane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Whoa.
Lunchable Uncrustable
Roll. Look, Mariah, they have Uncrustables nice. Turkey Roll-Up. You don't like that? I thought you were like anything Uncrustable you like.
No, just peanut butter jelly. Oh, I didn't even know other things.
Do you like the strawberry jam one?
I do.
Very good.
I do.
Strawberry jam is better.
I didn't even know Uncrustables made other things.
Yeah, what are those? Is that Uncrustable pizza pockets?
Taco bites.
Oh no.
Wow.
They've expanded, pivoted.
Hmm.
Imagine being the CEO of Uncrustables. Like, there is somebody out there who like, they definitely have like test meetings where they're like, this is good. Like,
no. But it's so simple. It's so fucking simple.
To reinvent a peanut butter and jelly, I'm sure it doesn't make sense. Guys, hear me out. We're going to make a PB&J that's ready to go. That's a stupid idea, but we're going to cut the crust off.
Well, people already were cutting the crust. It's kind of.
You know what my mom did? She surprised us, okay, with the stamp to cut our own bread, but it made the same design. She was like, here, you want.
It crimps the edges at the same time.
I'm obsessed with it now because I wasn't allowed to buy it growing up.
Got it.
So we had to stamp it ourselves. I was working.
The thing is that it would taste better. I feel like it tastes better than the ones from the package, no?
If you're making, like, hear me out. Sandwiches taste better when other people make it for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a peanut butter jelly sandwich or ham and cheese, if somebody else
something
makes it and cuts
it,
but it's identical to how you make it, it's so that's much true. Better.
When my mom, like when I go home and she'll bring me like a turkey and cheese sandwich with Doritos on the side.
Oh, it hits.
It is so different.
I just think because for me, I just don't know how to make a sandwich. I put the turkey, I put the cheese, I put the mayo. Why doesn't it taste good?
Let's use details. Be more specific.
So I take the bread. I grab the malo. Grab the graham. I put good shit in it. I put mayo on the bread, right? And I put the turkey slices, the ham slices,
Put it in the air fryer. Let it
panini
sit.
Panini press it.
There's no air fryer back then. I'm talking about like just a regular sandwich, right? I put a little seasoning on it, put salt, pepper, right? And then I put the top on. I cut it up and I eat it. It just doesn't taste like how I want it.
Look up how to make a great sandwich on TikTok.
I'm not on TikTok. I've done that like on the internet. Like best sandwich recipes.
Yes, I've been doing that now with the air fryer. I'm just like easy air fryer recipe.
Ooh, air fryer sandwiches.
I made a burrito off the air fryer today.
That's the stamp you had.
The silver one. That's the stamp we had.
Wow.
Thank you.
Heath, what were you going to ask? Or I feel like...
Oh, no, I was going to say we had a really exciting weekend. We went to the NASCAR Clash at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
How was it? Was the Coliseum
that
big
so
enough?
Medieval.
I know.
We didn't NASCAR think it was going to be big enough, but like, it's so... Like, by the time they're making the turn, they're already turning again. around. It's so small.
So is it a smaller race than normal? Like a
So a normal a normal race is like 2.5 miles usually around for one lap. So like the Daytona 500, I'm pretty sure is a 2.5 mile track. This was a quarter mile.
Oh boy.
All the way around. Top speed is only like 80 miles an hour.
Okay.
But you have like 23 cars on the track at once.
It was so tight.
No wrecks?
There was a few.
A few wrecks.
Okay.
But it was so exciting. Just see, I don't know. It was so different than any other race, which is I think what they were going for. They wanted like to spice something up, you know, make it different.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to meet a younger demographic for this one. So I think that's why they had it at the Coliseum at USC. And then they had like Ice Cube perform. And
I saw Pitbull
killed it.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so cool to see him.
Was he performing like in the middle?
He was before.
Okay, cool.
One of our buddies actually had a box.
Yeah, the middle of the track. That's what I meant.
No, so there's no pit crew. There's nothing.
Okay.
There was no stops. The center of it was just kind of like you pull in. There was extra tires there. And if you wrecked, you would pull into the center and wait for the race.
Hold on, my ADHD just needs to get this out of my head. Matt was asking if Pitbull performed in the middle, and you said no. The end.
Oh no! It was in the bleach, like right. In the state. Like,
I just needed that to
on the bleachers.
Yeah.
Okay. On the bleachers, it was like they have this section. Like, there's a whole patio section in the middle, in like the middle of the bleachers in the Coliseum, and it was like a flat area where
under
they
the
had,
torch.
So did the performers torch. Stay like in a box near you or anything? Or they
so
left?
I think they were still there. Because we saw Ice Cube when we were leaving, he was in the garage with us.
Yeah.
But we had a box, our buddy had it and invited us. And I walk out to our little seats and I look over, I go like this and I was like, holy shit. And it was Ashton Kutcher.
Get out.
With his kids. And I'm like, what the?
Was Mila there?
Wait. And then Heath goes, Zane, Zane, don't freak out.
Oh no.
And I'm like, what? Cause he didn't tell me who was there yet.
Oh, man.
And he was like, Zane, look, and I see Ashton. I was just like, oh my God.
Where's Mila?
Oh my God, is Mila there? And then he's like, just keep looking. And then you see her just walk out and she turns and I was like, oh my God, she's right there.
It was crazy.
My number one celebrity crush.
What'd you think?
Right there. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful person. She was not the box next to us, but like the one over.
Cool.
So they weren't close enough where you'd be like, hey, how are you doing? Because like you could like have full conversations with the boxes next to you. Like it's very open. There's only a bar next to you. But the fact that they were one box away,
right.
there was no like way that there was going to be any interaction. Yeah. Fucking sucked.
Any eye contact?
I think they looked over, but I don't.
I think she recognized me because of the picture that I posted on my Instagram of me and her.
Yeah.
I think she recognized me.
So guess who was sitting right next to Ashton?
Who?
Dax Shepard.
Get out. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
With their kids. In overalls and like a cutoff shirt.
Of course.
Tattoos they're, just showing
everything. They were definitely
everything.
There for their kids.
Well, he's a car nut and they're best friends because they started like on Punk'd.
And then we turn the other corner and guess who we see?
Who?
Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio. Unbelievable. Do you know those TikTokers are fucking huge? They have over massive. 100 million.
I heard of them. Yeah.
And we got to see them.
I walked out to go to the bathroom and Chuck Liddell was right there.
Whoa.
I was like,
holy that sounds
shit.
Familiar.
I don't know who that is.
The Iceman.
He sounds like a race car driver. Chuck Liddell, come around the corner.
It does. Really, really famous UFC fighter.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the Mohawk.
So.
I just want to see one lap. Hold on.
What's crazy to me is they're doing this quarter mile track in 13, 14 seconds.
Oh.
Which is crazy when you think about it, because that's a quick straight line quarter mile.
How long was it the entire time watching it?
150 laps.
Okay, but like how long?
It's like
long?
An hour and a half.
Okay, all right. So but after imagine, a while, is it like...
Well, like, think of the Daytona. 4 hours, you're just driving around
well,
and
Daytona
around.
Well, Daytona 500, I'm going to be like in the trailers in the middle.
We
like,
got to go to Talladega.
Yeah, oh, that would be
we have to get
insane.
An RV.
I want to go to another race.
Yes.
So yes, cool. Please.
It sounds like it would be boring, but the adrenaline rush the whole time is insane.
The vibrations.
And it's the same thing over and over again, but it's so fun.
That's wild.
Oh, I got to tell you it's what happened to me. So Heath and I both, we get, so we meet Kyle Busch, right? The driver. M&M sponsors him. Right. Like the big brand attached to Kyle Busch, right? So we got to like see his car. We got to meet him. We got to like just hang out at his like a little spot before he went, before he like raced. And he gave us like a jacket, like those race car jackets that had his name and the M&Ms and everything, right? So I'm smoking the puff, like I have the puff in me, so I'm smoking it and I put it in my pocket, right? And I, you know those little bags,
silica
packets that like, absorb. That like and it's set literally all over. Poison. It says, "Do not eat poison."
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's in my pocket, but I didn't know it's in my pocket. And I grab my puff and I go, and I feel a, I feel a ball just hit the back of my neck and it goes down my throat.
Huh?
And I was like, "What was that?" And I was like, what the fuck was that? So I checked my pockets.
The bag ripped was open. And one fell down in the hole of the
puff.
The puff.
Oh!
So he sucked it down. And we're thinking he's about to die of this, like...
Like all the oxygen.
Inhaled poison into my body.
And you lived to tell
And I was
about
sitting
it.
There. He was like, tell it the puff is going to kill you one day. And the puff sure was gonna... But like, I was fine. I felt fine. But like,
imagine
pretty
that's
crazy.
How you
like
go.
That's...
What a way to go.
Because as kids, hit. Like throughout like childhood, we would see these bags.
Scared,
like,
I was scared,
scared
to even touch
shit.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I put them on my tongue when I was a kid.
Why?
Because like they stick to your tongue and we were like, look at this.
Rich kids get bored.
And they wouldn't like fall. That was a really stupid thing. But we would just put like one or two on our tongue and we'd be like.
You're talking about the pouch or the ball?
The ball.
And then you would just spit it out?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was real. I definitely did that when I was probably 6 or 7
Well,
years.
You didn't swallow it, pussy. I did.
Shit. Don't ever do that. Gosh. No. But I know those, every time I see those things, I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Well, I got really lucky and I was fine.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
We almost lost you there.
Dude, imagine that's how I fucking died. That'd be insane. Yeah, you know those like silica bags? One got in his butt. He was like, wait, what? Your friend died?
Why can't they just put a bag of M&Ms in there? You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Bonus.
But yeah, it was a really fun event. Glad we got to go to it.
Yeah.
Did you go?
No.
We were trying to get the both of you to go.
I know.
Remember?
But you said Patricia couldn't go, so I was like, all right.
You know, people say I look like Ashton Kutcher, so I just think that's pretty cool.
It's just crazy.
I got that a lot when I was like younger.
I can kind of see it.
You know what he looks like? Me, Ilya, and somebody else combined.
I remember I used a picture of his one time to take it to my hair cutter.
Make me look like this.
I did not look like
when
him.
When was that? Last week.
I think it was end of middle school when I had my long hair and I was like, I wanted to cut it. And I was like, if I cut it, I want to look like this.
Wait, so did you have the picture printed out?
Yes.
Oh, that's hysterical. Because
you didn't have a phone to show it.
Yeah, that's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
We would print the picture out like color ink. So that'd be expensive. Our parents hated when we used the color ink to print out anything.
Do you remember looking through the book, sitting down?
Yeah.
They would just have like men's haircuts. The only way to see the trendy haircuts.
And they would never
go through and choose it and be like, I want
this. It's always some dude from like 1996. Like,
and they never cut it like the picture. No. You'd ask for number 8 and you got fucking.
Same cut every time.
Wow. Sustainable LA farmhouse.
Oh, wait. You know what? I've seen their agriculture. Architectural Digest.
That's what this article is.
Wow, that's
is.
Beautiful. What a nice home.
That's sick.
It must be nice.
Damn.
See, that's nice. That's a beautiful home.
That's probably a $25 million home.
Looks like a fire hazard.
Look at those pictures. My God.
What were the woods imported from?
Damn, must be nice. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Where do they live in Beverly Hills?
It doesn't look like Beverly Hills.
It does. That's why I guessed it.
How about in the Palisades? Oh, it's Beverly... Yeah, Beverly Hills.
Nice, Bubba.
They're a type of couple that you just get jealous about. You look at them like, damn.
Yeah, I know.
Perfect couple.
They do no wrong.
I'm happy for them. I'm not like jealous of them.
No.
Man. No fun.
No fun. You can't say anything wrong.
I'm happy for them. I'm not jealous.
I don't
them.
Get je- like you're. Not, I'm not like je- like I don't know what their lives
not
are like.
Not jealous of them. Like oh god, fuck. Like,
I want to be them.
You're envious of how perfect the both of them are. Like he's fucking hilarious and a legend. Mila Kunis is just like this awesome girl, and she's in like. Their story
makes it better how they
live. Yeah. They're both on the 70s show, and that was like that's something they could like sit there and watch together and like just reminisce those days. That's what I mean.
I'm sorry.
You should be. Heath, you said you wanted to talk about a universal control for Apple. What is that?
I think it's the coolest thing because it's something we've all like kind of dreamed about, but it seems
far-fetched.
Like the equivalent to like time travel.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Or flying.
Like,
please humor me. What do you mean? Please explain more.
So Apple just came out with a new feature. It's called the Universal Control. And basically, if you have a MacBook or an iPad or whatever Apple device is, okay, like next to each other, I can go on my MacBook and just scroll and be onto the iPad and then be onto another Apple device.
Or you can drag
an
image or something across, over to the, instead of airdropping, you could just take your mouse, click, drag it over
to the device. So it's like having multiple monitors now.
Okay.
Like all that are Apple devices. Which it's about damn time.
Yeah, it's very
Can
cool.
you just play a video like just yeah, watching
it? Because I mean, yeah, that's cool, but I'm trying to imagine like, okay, what would that be used for? Like what's here, a good way to
actually, anytime you airdrop,
I have a good TikTok on it here.
Yeah.
Here's
there's
it.
One here, where let's watch this TikTok. Instead of having a bunch of tabs open, like someone had like a document open and they were taking notes on the other one. So they were like typing and then they'd be like, okay, take this
look
note.
At this.
Typing,
okay.
Take this
or like this.
How do you do can that?
Can I do this where it's like, is that the same thing as if I'm on a site, I'm like, bro, you got to see these shoes. And I go, yeah. Does it work like that?
Yeah.
It's more between your own devices.
Oh, okay. You're on my computer and I go.
Just in terms of your home base of working now between monitors amongst all of your Apple devices is way more seamless.
Yeah, normally you'd have to buy monitors and connect them and shit. Okay.
So us transferring stuff like from the computer to the iPad, you wouldn't have to like,
you
literally would just have it up and you would just drag it over and it's already on this device now. Or you could be like, no, I want it on from my laptop to my iPad to my MacBook. Like
it's all seamless.
What a great way to enhance this show.
What a great way to lock us in even more.
I like that. That's cool. Okay.
To me, that just feels like the future. I don't know
why. Okay, well, I have an iPhone, I have an iPad, and I have a laptop.
Exactly.
So I can do this.
You're rich.
Are we there now? Is it available for me to do that on my, it's like an ad read. So is this available for me to do that on my phone?
Is it out now?
I think it's like probably or in the beta stage.
It's probably going to be like the next update when I.
Cool. Yeah, that's unbelievable. How does that freaking work?
What's so the sick. New name of the update? Is there a new beach they're naming it after or mountain?
I'm not sure.
It's always like Big Sur, Mojave, Yosemite.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it called Lion once?
No. Yeah.
Lion?
Yeah. It was Leopard. It was Lion and then it was Leopard. Remember when the Leopard update happened?
No.
Oh, that was
dude, the world went crazy.
We were in middle school and like everything upgraded to Leopard. It was a Lion and then it went Leopard. And
cool.
Then...
Let's get into the Tinder Swindler.
Yes. So, Matt just watched this show called The Tinder Swindler.
A documentary.
It was a documentary, sorry. And he watched it like the night before I did. And he's like, Zane, you have to watch this show. I was like, Tinder Swindler, whatever. He's like, no, Zane, the way they put this together and the way they film it, the way they like cut it. And
so
everything.
I only saw a TikTok briefly explaining what happened. I haven't seen the documentary yet.
So a little, what was going on.
So basically he would take women on dates from Tinder and pretend to be this uber wealthy
guy.
Right. Yeah.
And you think going in, you're like, I kind of know this story. Like
you think
he's just going to be total image, but no like pull through on his game and his look. But no, like this guy was pulling through in the Rolls Royce and the private jets and all of that.
And he was being very smart and sneaky with it. It's crazy. People like this, they're so smart on one end, but fucking idiots on the other end. And this was the perfect example of it.
So he was acting wealthy and he
acted like for the first girl that they start with, his story is that he's-
Oh, by the way, spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert, but we're going to kind of dance around it in a way we're teasing where we're not going to say too much and let you see it for yourself. But he's like, my name is Simon Lviv. I am from the Lviv family and would show her like the website saying that basically his dad is the king of diamonds. Therefore, he is the prince of diamonds.
Then immediately
on the first date, he goes, do you want to go to Bulgaria the next day? And the girl was like, yeah, sure. Hops on a private jet with him. Everything.
After the first date,
Right after the first
date. So he would like grab a coffee with them at like a hotel and like a nice hotel. Like it would have to be an expensive hotel to show them that like, he has money.
Right.
And he's dressed to the nines, pulls through with the private jet, goes and stays at all the fanciest hotels. And this girl is just having this wild, crazy relationship with him. And he starts just saying, you know what? I love you. I want to make you your girl. And then sure enough,
after weeks of this is like, it takes weeks of work.
And he's always jet setting. So sometimes like, he's like, I got to go to this other city. I'll see you later.
And
but
you're
still my, you're still my girl.
Okay.
Makes himself seem like he's very busy because it looks like he's busy. His life looks like.
And now mind you, he goes, I'm a diamond guy. So therefore there are a lot of people who are after me. I live in a very dangerous world. So I have to be very lucrative and be very secretive with my mother, with my money and stuff. Otherwise people are going to trace it and they're going to come find me.
And any of us would believe that.
Seduce these girls with the narrative.
Right.
Fully showing up with like the life of luxury.
But
basically.
He would ask
meanwhile, he's
for
talking
money?
To another girl as well. He would con them. He would get them. And then eventually he would get their trust or be like, hey, I'm going to set a, I want you to set up a credit card like under my name, but like you tie it to your bank account and I need you to start wiring my money and start taking out loans for me. It's, right.
And he does this because he tells them that he's in danger and all his credit cards are locked. And he needs to spend money in other places because they can find him from where he's spending it, where he's like using his credit cards because his enemies. So he will, after all those trips, he would tell the girl, look, I have the money. I will obviously pay you back. Just open a new credit card under your name and take out a loan.
Right.
So I can deposit the cash and I can use the cash because I don't want to be I don't want my name to be
attached to it.
Attached to any building or whatever. Exactly.
Got it. So how much was the loans that he was having these people take out?
Oh, like multiple loans, but each one would be like $50,000, $20,000,
$100,000,
running these girls dry. And then sometimes he would send them like a check for $250,000, but then that check bounces. And then he's going to the other girl, keeps bouncing these checks. He's basically, it's not even like he's running like a con for his own game. It's a total Ponzi scheme. And if you know what a Ponzi scheme is, it's basically like you're just taking another person's money, spending it right there, getting someone else's money and spending it there.
Right.
And he's just, it's almost like he's just creating his fucking lie, but without any zero.
But he's actually becoming wealthy because he has to be buying these private jets.
No, he's only wealthy in that moment. In the image of wealth.
Yeah. Like he's used.
How does he get the jet?
Because of the $50,000 that the girl is sending, so he's able to get a private jet.
It's like a ripple effect.
It's exactly.
Oh no.
So these picture, every picture that he's posting, every single one of those pictures are from each of these girls' money that they're loaning him.
Right.
So he's setting up this lifestyle from all these girls' bank accounts.
And so as the documentary goes on, it starts revealing that this has been happening to multiple girls.
Multiple.
And he's going under different types of identities. Like, I am like the king of like the arms deal, the biggest arms dealer in, you know.
Gotcha.
Certain part of the country. And it's... The way it's like, it's edited so well, like the way the text messages go through.
The storyline is great.
Cool. You really feel like you're holding the phone and like all of this is happening.
And we didn't like, I know we like said a lot, but you should still watch it because it's so interesting.
Oh, I would love this.
And hearing these girls are foreign, you know, they're not American, any of these girls that he's talking to. So like hearing the way they're like looking at this and the way they're reacting and the way like their brain is processing everything is so interesting.
Now, this is what Sophia thought she was going to be doing.
Yeah.
This is what she was working up to.
Now, here's my thing. My question. Do you guys think you have a good like bullshit radar if you were that girl?
100%.
No.
Honestly, yeah.
The minute he asked me to start a credit card.
Absolutely not. Who are you?
That is weird.
The jet, I would have like really believed it. But then there's this whole thing where if he's this billionaire, why is his Instagram and everything all about like the jet life?
Because there's people that are like that though.
Right. But that's always my red flag with like super, super rich
if
people.
It's too much,
it screams insecurity where it's like, if you are that wealthy, you do not need to.
You're
like,
making
aggressively
up for what you
show,
don't have.
Like why? Like, why think, are you that insecure?
Sure, but I think people probably got like a little weirded out, had red flags. But I mean, to be honest, I think the girls were probably really excited.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I have a chance of being with this multi billionaire.
Yeah. And I guess it's different for like,
and would put that in the back of their mind.
But it's not only that. They were actually falling in love with him because it was weeks of talking like the texts are showing. They were like they were getting married. Like the way he would completely manipulate them and
how
make them feel
have
like
I mean,
if
time.
Because that's all he's doing.
It's his job. It's his job.
You got to see the documentary.
What a loser.
That's got to be stressful.
What a loser.
And what these girls do in the end, it's pretty cool. We don't want to say that part, but.
Ooh, it's like John Tucker Must Die.
Yeah, but it's a really good documentary.
Where is he from?
Originally, his real identity, I think he's from like Tel Aviv, like Israel. But
I want to know how the first one went down because he didn't have anything to flex.
French Montana met the Tinder swindler.
Well, that was crazy is more and more people keep coming forward now that this story is getting more attention where they've like, I know that guy. He did this.
Oh, in the documentary, they were saying he's been doing this shit since he was like 16, 17. Just finding ways to con people.
Well, that's basically like catch me if you can.
Yeah.
Like, compulsive lying is a disease. I think people, once that it like works well and it gets them somewhere, they go, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah. And I love that like they're able to track, like everything was saved on, everything was on WhatsApp. So everything is like recorded and saved. So you're able to hear all his voice memos, his text messages, his voicemails like from missing call. It's his behavior is so erratic. It's so entertaining to listen to and watch. Cool.
Exactly.
It's,
he's just like a different breed.
Yeah. That's but like
crazy.
That like just hearing the way he was talking, everything is such a huge red flag.
But is he obviously like these super girls smooth were, with it? Is it?
No, it was. He was not smooth.
I
with
mean,
it.
He's like kind of like foreign in it in like a way. So there's like kind of like an English gap kind of. But like I didn't find him charming.
Maybe he would have been like smooth if like he was talking in his like native language.
Maybe. Yes. I think I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we just can't see it.
His vocabulary is like a little limited. So you're like, is that smooth?
In my head, I'm picturing this scam text. Like I need money. Set like, you know what I mean? Like you won the Croatian lottery. No, but send me a gift card.
It's very like, I love you, baby. You're so beautiful. Can't wait to cuddle and hang out. Like that kind of thing.
And some girls just fall for it.
Yeah. And some of the girls, the last thing I'm going to say, and some of the girls weren't even girls that like you, like he was trying to pretend he's in love with. Some girls are just like, he became really good friends with them.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Didn't work out. But you know, the girl was like, you know, he's really fun and cool. So they just stay friends.
And that's all he needs. He doesn't need the relationship.
And he actually spends more spends more weeks gaining their trust when they're friends. So
he ends up buying the one.
Oh my God.
He cons his way all the way to buying the one.
Was he ever paying anybody back?
We don't want to say that.
Okay.
I think that's something we want you to watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
What a Looney Tune. Mm-hmm.
But like, it makes you really think of like how fucked up the world is.
Mm-hmm.
By then, you're just like.
Like that's his lifestyle. That is embarrassing. Aren't you
embarrassed? Con artists are so interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's like, because it's not really that illegal. Like it should be illegal, but it's not that illegal.
Because if you're always on the go and you keep doing it over and it, you complicate it, you convolute you everything you're doing. So anybody who's trying to trace you down, it's like one thing after another.
You're always one step ahead.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even like a less scale, the people who do the cup game on the street and take like your money.
Monty, three card Monty.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can never, well.
It's so, because they have a way to rig it so you won't win.
You know, okay, so should we explain the three card Monty?
So
what is that?
It's three cups and there's a ball under one cup.
Or they have like cards and like there's always like a
right,
little
you have
bit
to
of
follow,
coin.
You have to follow the cup or follow whatever one, and then they mix it up, jumble it, and you have to say which one it is. And they build your trust. You get it right a couple times.
But what they do is though, they'll have a friend nearby that make, like you're watching someone play and it's their friend and they'll make it seem like the guy just won a shit ton of money and you were guessing exactly where it was. So then he has to pay out this guy a couple $100 and you're like, shit, well, I knew it was. I'm going to do it again. And they do it. And just because that guy got it, like that's what hooked you is you watch someone win.
You end up paying out $100, $200.
I watched a friend blow through like $300 doing that game.
Really? Yeah. On the street?
No, in a strip club in Dallas.
I am all for the hustle. That is my motto, but that is wrong.
That's your motto.
That's why I'm a motto. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't like that.
It's kind of like the carnival games too.
They're not rigged. I worked at them.
Yeah, they're kind of rigged.
They are kind of.
You can win every single one.
There's just tricks to it.
Yeah.
You know what was a fucking, what was rigged?
I stand by
that. That fucking brick game. You guys know what I'm talking about.
The brick stacker?
The brick stacker where the lights are going like this.
That shit would hit and then jump.
Yeah, you'd hit it. Literally, you would hit it and then it just.
I feel like now because of the internet, all those games are now giving out the shittiest prizes. Like when we were kids, it was like an Xbox.
Yeah, it was like
and
fucking crazy
now
prizes.
It's just like, I don't know.
A slinky.
Like, yeah, a slinky or like a $3 iTunes gift card. You're like,
Heath and I went to an arcade recently.
Yeah.
And that game where you press the button and the ball drops down and the wheel's going around.
Yeah.
And there's like one slot for the jackpot.
Yeah.
We hit the jackpot, both of us, once each.
I was timing it to go around and I would drop it and it would just... And it would suck right into the jackpot. Getting
we
in
could
to land
not
without,
believe we actually
it was,
hit it.
Okay, so we got so many points. It's ridiculous.
Oh, Oh, you so you won. You
we
got
spent
you got
like
the prize.
Maybe 30 minutes at the arcade. We walked out with like 3,000 points,
which is $30 usually,
which is insane.
But we're saving them.
We can get some good shit.
I know we're saving up. I don't know for what, but we're saving up.
They have a Mini Cooper there. We're trying to get.
They have a trumpet.
That would be pretty insane. Like imagine walking in Dave and Buster's and there's always a car there where someone can win. You would have people like that would get.
No, they should just get.
That is so smart. Imagine people.
They wouldn't.
They would up their like sales. And
I would try to win it.
That is the biggest scam. Like you just.
Someone is going to win the car.
No, I know, but it's the bit like prizes, arcade prizes are the biggest scam because it's just you're spending so much money.
Because like a coin, like I don't know, like one token at Chuck E. Cheese like was like 25 cents and one ticket is 1 cent. So if you're able to like earn it back in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
Like some people, because if you're winning like 5 tickets on something, like you just lost a lot of
money. It is good. You're spending like 10 bucks on the card, but you get a nerd rope in the end.
Yeah. Which is 50 cents.
But you're still excited to cash those. Yes. I just won
this.
Ooh,
it's like crap.
I know. You
even as adults, you're looking at that wall and you're just like, I really want that. When you could literally just walk out the Dave and Buster's and get it out of the corner.
Did you ever go to like arcades when you were a kid, but one kid's dad was just wicked at all of the games?
The claw machine.
Like my dad was never really good at the games, but my friend Sam, his fucking dad, I would always look over and it was just tickets. Tons.
I think that was my dad.
I miss the tickets coming out. Now it's just points at a
I don't like it.
It doesn't feel as good.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I like it.
It's kind of like playing. I really don't care about the tickets. I love playing arcade
games. Let me just throw the skee ball.
Yeah. I love skee ball.
We should go. You guys want to go to Dave and Buster's?
Yes.
There's a better place.
There is?
No, I like Round One.
Round One
is
cool.
Yeah.
Wait.
Tim Burbank.
Round One. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the one up. I thought you were talking about
more like a bar.
Yeah, it's arcade.
Round One is just like Dave and Buster's. There's a bar, there's bowling, there's food.
Oh, they have bowling too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pretty cool.
But sometimes when you were a kid, you were just at an arcade, you just hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
There's nothing more depressing. Like, you don't even understand the concept of money, but you're just like...
You're
there with just a small thing of tickets that you're watching.
Because you're supposed to be having fun playing the games, but the kids are so focused on how many tickets they're going to get.
I get anxiety now, like thinking about the times as a kid. You just see a game and you're like, I only have two more tokens. I can't play it. It teaches you life. Uh-huh. When you're in an arcade, you're like, well, you spend it all. That's life. Like,
that's
you're like,
good. But all your friends have like 30 points left where they're just... So Heath and I, we have a Valentine's Day campaign coming up for Cremota. And we're
gonna be doing another little gifting.
To all our lady friends. You're part of that group, Mariah. So be prepared for what we have for you. It's gonna be very exciting. You're gonna wanna take your phone out because it's gonna be something crazy.
It's gonna be something.
So
I'll go to Mila Kunis's house.
Right. All I need is her address and we'll show up. I was hitting up all, like, I was thinking of all the girlfriends that we had so we could like stop at their houses and drop off the package and do our thing. And so I'm going through the list of guests that we have. I was like, oh, let's do the people that we have on the show. And of course, Woe Vicky comes up. Like, oh my God, we should send Woe Vicky. Cremona package. That'd be so funny. And I text her like, hey Vicky, like, miss you. Heath and I want to send you a Cremona package. Are going to be around on the 14th. And she texts us back.
It's funnier to look at the text.
I'll put it up. Okay. She texts us back and goes, what's that? I gave her everything she needed to know. I said, we're on Valentine's Day, we're giving gifts to our lady friends. On the 14th, will you be home? We want to drop it off. What's that? What's what, Vicky?
What's that?
And on top of it, she moved back to Atlanta.
She says she's not available. She moved back.
Shit.
Dude, she came here. She said, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
She said, I moved to Atlanta. Is that what she said? Mm-hmm. You should go, where's that?
What's that?
Where's that?
I just feel like she's constantly trolling. I feel like she saw that and just snickered. Just, what's that?
She's the funniest person.
She's a mastermind.
Master, really. Fucking genius.
Oh, have you guys heard about the new Pinocchio movie?
Yeah.
No,
Have you heard about the voice of the new Pinocchio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. There's a new Pinocchio movie coming out.
Is it a cartoon?
It's under Lionsgate. Look up.
Is that it?
Pinocchio trailer.
Is that it?
It's animated, but it's realistic.
Animated. It's animated, and it's like Pinocchio true story is being memed to hell. That one.
Oh, no.
So play the trailer of that one.
Your name will be Pinocchio. Father, when can I leave to be on my own? I've got the whole world to see.
They kind of sound like Devin.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Devin. Devin, do it.
Devin, repeat that line.
Devin, do
please.
It.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Devin's going to go nail back. This right now.
I think if we just play that one line, it should be fine. I don't think it'll catch
you
that.
You're on my own.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
Wait, Devin, do more like a own.
Father, when can I leave to be on my own?
Oh, not bad. My God.
Devin, that's wow. Good.
Devin, are you the voice of Pinocchio?
Surprise!
We's in the juice.
That's a...
What did you just say?
We's in the juice.
Do you know who the real voice is?
Yeah.
Like who?
So,
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was in Extreme Goofy Movie.
Or in the first Goofy and then movie. Also,
yeah, yeah. And Encino Man.
Yeah. Oh. It's the Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Leaning Tower of
Smoky. But yeah, so Pauly Shore for the voice of Pinocchio. I have
Oh, wait, that's Pauly Shore?
Yes.
Who's the voice of a Lionsgate Pinocchio film?
Why did...
It doesn't make sense.
I don't get it. I feel like they're trolling it. I think
for this reason,
it,
for people to be like...
Yeah,
what?
It seems like
they're They're trolling it as it like.
I think they just pick somebody really random that people be like, "What the fuck? Why is this? This is so interesting to get people to talk about it."
Everybody's I think so. I feel like they realized they had a bad movie on their hands, and they were like,
"Let's make it worse.
Let's make it worse."
Right? What were you saying?
Lionsgate put that clip on, and like they captioned it, "The yesification of it all."
Oh god!
Why does it look like the animation?
The animation,
worse?
Like they're missing, like they're. You know how like when you watch an animated movie, it's like it flows smoothly, like a really good animated movie. This one, they're missing the like it's
choppy.
It's choppy.
We need to see the new Disney Pixar film Encanto.
I do have to see it because every song from it is stuck in my head.
I know.
What's like, Encanto?
We don't talk about Bruno or Family Roundup.
Yes, Family Roundup.
I'm guessing they're TikTok sounds.
The kids that I teach, they requested that I play the whole soundtrack. And I was like, all right. And they're good, but they are drilled into my head like glued and I can't get them out. So I have to watch it.
All right. So let's watch it. Let's watch it tonight.
After this, I'm going to have my sweet potatoes and asparagus. Ooh,
wait, sweet potatoes sound really good right now.
Guys, you have to see what I ate. You guys, this was my dessert last night.
Dessert?
Oh gosh. We were watching Euphoria.
Matt looked at me with disgust. Okay. So
dessert.
So me and Ilya went to the grocery store and I was able to buy like Ilya approved snacks, right? Cause I have to have like my snacks just like, you know, just a little bit, you know, and I'm not eating the whole bag. I'm having like a serving. So I on the back it says 13 crackers is a serving. So I'll have 13 crackers and right. That'll be my serving, which is like fine.
A one, a two,
I would count
three, a four.
I'll count it. So I had my approved gluten-free crackers with sugar-free jam. So aww. I was like eating chips and salsa.
It was jam? It was in the dark, I thought it was ketchup.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I was looking at you with more disgust. I'm like, you're eating chips and ketchup.
No, it's sugar-free jam. So it was really nice. It was like salty with a little bit of sweet.
That sounds good.
It was really nice. Like, I just really appreciate food now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like good. Like I would eat like a whole tub of ice cream, like Ben and Jerry's ice cream. That like and one whole thing of those is like fucking 2,000 calories.
But don't you feel good having self control now? You've been doing much better.
I have.
We went to a restaurant and you know the people we were with ordered dessert, and they ordered appetizers, and we got our little grilled chicken
salad, no dressing,
and we didn't touch anything.
A table of girls requested a shot, like ordered me a shot. The shot came, didn't even drink it.
Very good.
Good job.
But when dessert came out, I took my spoon and went.
No,
like, he got it. He got in the
mousse. A little nibble.
It's okay,
a little nibble's okay.
You wake up 3 pounds fix. Heavier this morning.
Probably. But yeah, it's really hard. And it's for the next 2.5-3 months. It's fucking insane.
Mind over matter.
Exactly.
You're not as cranky as I thought you would be.
Oh no, we're cranky. We're just hiding in this. We're hiding in this episode.
Well, you're very good at hiding it.
We're trying our best.
Oh, Heath and I were on one. Remember a couple days ago?
Uh-huh.
Heath had road rage.
Oh, no.
On the road?
But you know what? I was in a bad mood too. So I was sitting there. I was like, hey, I get it.
It wasn't at a person. It was at myself.
It was at himself.
Like 45 minutes from home. We had been out all day. So we have our breakfast, lunch, and dinner picked out. So if we don't have it with us, we can't eat. So I was like starving, very irritable. And I was just like, one, I had to pee on top of it. And I just wanted to get home. And there was crazy traffic. And I couldn't see what was going on because we were leaving the event. And traffic was pretty bad. So we get to this light. I turn. And then as soon as you turn, it went to a fork in the road to get like two separate highways, and the GPS didn't update. So I was like, shit. So I just stayed where I was, but I was supposed to get onto the other lane. And then it had me loop all the way fucking back around and do this whole thing in traffic that I just did. And I literally was like, motherfucker.
Oh.
And I was so mad because then we had to go back and do it all over again.
And just hours before that, we're in the box for NASCAR all day, and you should have seen the food that was in this.
We're talking pulled pork sandwiches.
I heard you guys held back though.
We did. I had three carrots.
Did y'all not drink at all?
No.
Water. I could not watch cars going around a track without having a damn beer.
It makes it worse smelling it.
I was watching Emily in Paris, and the guy was like, "Let them eat cake," and I know that line, you know, from Marie Hamilton. Antoinette, but I thought she but I thought she was saying let the meat cake, like,
oh,
let
meat cake.
Let the meat cake. I was like, huh?
Oh god,
that's what I heard in my head, but like I know what the line is from, but I was like, what?
Think about it. Let the meat cake.
I know, I like
do you guys get a lot of TikToks of people eating the raw meat?
No.
Is that just mine?
I think you're spending too much time watching that TikTok.
Oh,
it
gets the Liver King.
It gets me every single time. And now more and more people are doing it, and they're just eating just raw red meat.
No.
Chewing Yuck. It, pushing bone marrow out. Ugh. Like,
oh,
and they go like this, and it jiggles out the bottom, and then they just take it.
I'd rather hear Zane's poop story again.
I hate the people who are like eating maggots on a live, but they never end up eating it. I spent fucking 10 minutes watching one of those.
No, I always get stuck with the arcade ones with the tower, the coins in the tower.
They get you.
I saw one ping pong guy nail it one time, and I was like, yes! Like, I was like, I'm never going to watch one of these again.
On the live?
Cool. I witnessed it. I was like, man.
How long were you watching before it happened?
Oh, like a minute and 30 seconds.
Oh,
like,
that's crazy.
A good time, and it went, and it was coffee. It was like, dink, dink, dunk, doop, dink, dunk.
Oh,
poof. And I was like,
Matt was sitting there sending gifts. He probably sent $50 worth of gifts. Just only, yeah.
Like a lottery.
It was the only time I've ever commented, woohoo!
I really want to watch that TikTok that I sent you where I was like, once we lose all this weight, this is going to be Zane. I need to see it again. Did you show Matt it?
I didn't show Matt it.
It makes me so happy because I just picture Zane doing this skinny and ripped.
All right. He says that this is going to be me once we're ripped. Like,
it's
these are the TikToks
so
I'll be making. These are the TikToks I'll be making. Look at this one.
Right here.
It's so good. Like, he's so good at it.
Yeah, that's all you. That's funny.
You have to learn that whole routine.
Oh, 100%. That's Scott right now.
Yeah.
100%. All right. Well,
this was fun.
Matt wants to eat pizza. Mariah wants to eat pizza. Heath and I, we're going to eat our fucking asparagus and crackers and jam.
Did you have your dinner yet? Or you just about
I know. I ate it all.
Good.
Oh, so you're done.
I'm done for the
day. You had your lunch and dinner?
Yep.
And he's good. He's going to go to bed.
How'd you eat both?
I ate them both at the same time because I was so hungry.
The spaghetti one?
No, I had...
that one is good to eat
I had
together.
The turkey. I had the turkey one. And then I also had the chicken and sweet potato asparagus.
Yama, is it good?
It was good.
Good All right, job, cool. honey.
All right, so
it gets the job done. You know what? I'm just putting nutrients in my body to keep me running.
That's good.
Cool.
Oh, God, I'm
happy for you guys.
That's hot.
All right.
Wrap it up.
Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee. We got K-Cups, bagged ground coffee. We got a bunch of different flavors, cinnamon French toast,
Fajitas.
I got food on my mind, baby. Tahitian vanilla. We got a bunch of good stuff. Cremota.com. And then we also have mugs, hoodies, whatever you want to get.
You can check out this podcast every Monday on audio form on Spotify. And then you can check out the video form on youtube.com/ZaneyHeath every Tuesdays.
That's right.
Tuesday.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to add before we...
Oh, follow us on Instagram, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure. Follow us on Instagram. Guys, we have Instagram pages. You knew that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, follow our socials.
Did you know that? Follow our socials.
Jesus. All right, guys, we'll see you next week.
Right, bye-bye.
Smash that thumbs up
button. I can't even promote myself.
You got 5 seconds. Hit that like button. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yay!
This is our most liked video. Really? We're like, it works.